message.
Affirmations are widely touted as a powerful tool for personal growth and transformation. The idea behind them is simple. By repeating positive statements about ourselves or our circumstances, we can reshape our beliefs and manifest our desires. It is a solid idea with sound merit, but despite the popularity of this practice, most people find that affirmations often fall short of delivering the promised results. And the reason for this lies not in the concept of affirmations itself, but rather in how they are typically practiced. One common mistake we make when using affirmations is affirming something that is the direct opposite of our current reality. For example, we are struggling with low self-esteem and we repeatedly affirm, "I am confident and successful." Our subconscious mind will resist this statement because it conflicts with our deeply ingrained beliefs about ourselves. Instead of feeling empowered, we will probably feel disheartened or even fraudulent if we are attempting to affirm abundance by declaring, "I am prosperous." Our subconscious mind will begin to debate our assertion with our current reality.
"Are you crazy? You have no money in the bank."
Instead of affirming our potential prosperity, that argument between what we want and what we have actually energizes the lack. So in essence, we are affirming what we do not have. And the problem is not the affirmations, but rather the lack of alignment between the affirmation and our current state of being. Affirming something that feels completely out of reach creates a cognitive dissonance, causing the subconscious mind to reject that affirmation altogether. And as a result, the affirmation becomes little more than wishful thinking, and it's devoid of any real power to effect change. Now, I'm not suggesting that affirmations are an ineffective tool. To the contrary, they can be very effective if utilized effectively. It is essential to incorporate a crucial element into our affirmations: acknowledgement of the current reality, followed by what we are choosing to believe instead. Our subconscious minds will debate a contradiction to reality, but it will not argue with a choice. We always have the power to choose. So rather than denying or ignoring our present circumstances, affirmations should acknowledge them while simultaneously expressing a commitment to change. Now, this might take the form of a statement like, "I do not currently have a great deal of money, and I'm choosing to believe that lucrative opportunities are coming to me. I am open and ready to receive new money-making opportunities. I am welcoming new forms of abundance into my life." By incorporating this acknowledgement into our affirmations, we can bridge the gap between our current reality and our desired outcome. Rather than fighting against the resistance of our minds, we are working with it, acknowledging the validity of our current beliefs while gently nudging them in a more positive direction. And this provides us with a more gradual and sustainable shift in our mindset, laying the groundwork for real and lasting change. If we want affirmations to be effective, we must also consider our underlying beliefs and behaviors that may be hindering our progress. If we want to attract abundance but struggle with issues of scarcity or unworthiness, we must focus on that embedded unworthiness, not simply the outcome that we desire. Once we have identified our issues, we can tailor our affirmations so that they are addressed directly. Like any practice, affirmations require discipline, consistency, commitment, and dedication if we want meaningful results. Affirmations can be a powerful tool for our personal growth and transformation.